Your host.
Keep going. We're recording. Might as well. Yeah.
Today we are talking Desi, Hayne, Hunt, Origin, the Jets, Reece Walsh, Browns.
That was young Ray Carney. Hepped up on goofballs, I'd say.
To be young again.
Youth is wasted on the young.
How young, though?
What?
20?
20, yeah.
Not in the teens. That's
not teens. You've got no fucking power in your teens.
Testicles walking around. That's all you are when you're a teenager.
Yep. Trip hammer. You got a fucking dick like a trip hammer. And you're fucking shooting jizz like a fucking Russian mercenary.
I'd go mid-20s. That's where I'd like to go back.
Mid-20s is good.
I think you're sort of on the cusp of...
I was on the height of my physical powers, man.
Were you?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I'll show you a picture. Fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, you've got one fucking picture I know.
Show it to everyone.
It's a good run, that picture.
I'm trying to get it as my license photo, but they said no.
It's grainy as shit as well. It is so grainy. When was that? 80s? You would have taken that photo?
It was 90s.
60s, mate.
60s. 90s?
Yeah, it was probably about 96, 97.
No.
Yeah.
No, I beg to differ. Morden, I think you want to age. I think you want to be in your 60s.
Yep.
You want to forget about being young for Morden.
Yep.
60 plus.
Yeah, I'm fine for that.
Physically, though?
Whatever.
But if you're 60 plus, you're not expected to move and
there's no expectations.
Yeah, I know. It's not that, but it's just a fucking pain. Just a pain from standing, sitting, walking.
Waking.
Turning your head. I couldn't turn my head until yesterday. I went to the physio and he fucking tried to snap my head off.
I haven't now turned I my turn head it. Since 03.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's nothing worth turning your head for. Right?
So you went to a physio for your neck.
I went to a physio for my shoulders because I had chronic shoulder pain. I did all the research, all the Google, Dr. Google. They said I need to operate, torn rotator cuff, fucking tendonitis. I go to this guy. He gives me a few tests. He says, it's your fucking neck. He said, forget your shoulders, it's your neck. He does a manipulation on me, and all of a sudden, I can lift my arm higher than my penis. Which I've been able to do since fucking 06.
This is increasingly becoming a health podcast.
Yeah, it is. So don't believe Dr. Google, people. That's what I'm telling you.
Dr. Google has had me dead on so many occasions.
Well, so have we, actually.
To be fair, so have I.
I remember
some of your symptoms, man.
We've counted you out a few times.
My wife had neck problems, and we didn't have a lot of money to go to the physio back then.
This sounds like a story from the old country.
And we basically I saw a video on YouTube of someone using a towel and just sort of wrapping it around the back of the neck and just yanking. And I thought, fucking, that's easy. Lay down, I'll sort you out. And probably about the fifth wank, I was going to say, yank. The fifth yank, I realized this is not helping at all. She was in excruciating pain after that. I got it completely wrong.
What did that cost you to fix? How are you, Paragon?
Tremendous.
Fairly good health?
I mean, fighting fit, mate. Fighting fit.
Yeah. Fighting fit.
I go into, like, sleep mode during winter.
Yeah.
I just sort of give up during winter.
How good would that be?
I sleep a lot. I'm, like, 10% bare.
Yeah.
I just like sleeping in winter. I don't care.
Yeah.
There's enough people out there for us to go and sleep. We don't need to work in winter.
No.
If you want to work in winter, you work in winter.
Go. You got your Inuits and all those... They're all out there. Do it. But I don't need to do shit in winter. Nothing. Drink a couple of glasses of red.
It is
talk some
hard.
Shit. That's about it.
I am trying to persevere with shorts throughout winter this year. I'm giving myself a little challenge this winter.
Not today, have you noticed?
No, I got shorts on. What are you talking about?
You just changed into them.
No. I've been wearing shorts throughout and
8 degrees today.
I'm liking it. I don't like pants. Pants just, they're too fucking, maybe the pants I have, they're too tight. I just don't.
I feel can tell you what that is, mate. Because you're going from being a young man to a middle-aged man. And when you do this, you're going to make some choices in life.
Yeah.
Comfort. Okay. Comfort over
I'm all about comfort.
Over style.
I'm all about. You should have seen what I wore to the shops the other day. Fucking hell.
Yeah, hit us.
Oh, just tracky dacks, holes in them. Just, it was terrible.
I bet you ran into someone you knew.
No, not
anytime
that time.
Anytime I go to shops, full hobo, it's the only time I run into someone I know. If I go after work, something like that, or never meet anyone. If I'm there, like, dressed like a hobo, it's 15 people I know.
I respect that.
I once went to the video shop, Video Easy. Sandals, socks, hockey jersey, and snow cap.
No pants. No pants. Shorts. They are
tights. I think I was wearing tights. Bike tights.
I got all your hockey jerseys.
That whole image just makes me almost ill.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen, and you listen good, because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head. Balls out or flop. What's it going to be?
All right, balls out of flops. What's it going to be? Me, first out.
Bang.
Balls
here
out.
Here we go.
Brad Fittler making the fucking big calls. Sticking Cookie in its center. What a fucking man. This guy's a Renaissance man. He's like Da Vinci. Who in their right mind would think that you would stick a hooker at center that's never played there before?
So quirky and outside the box. You should have told him playing bare feet.
It's outside the universe. No, one boot only.
One boot only for Fittler's ass.
Falls out, Fittler. Just for having that much disdain for your job, and you're just saying, fuck it, throwing it away, torch.
Let's look at the dominoes of that decision. That meant that Reece Robson, who I thought did okay.
He did okay.
But was never going to play a full game. Obviously, the plan was to bring Cookie on.
Is he transitioning,
Reece Robson? Yes.
His eyebrows look very manicured.
He's transitioning into Reece Walsh. So then he has to play a full game in his first game. Thanks for that, Brad. Clearly, Cam Murray wasn't 100%. So don't pick him.
Don't pick him.
You've got Matt Burton as 18th man for two games who can fill, every position. Pretty much.
Every position.
Let's not put him on the bench. Let's put Nicho Hynes and then Damien Cook. Let's fuck the whole thing up. But I agree, balls out. Like, to be that...
You guys have been sitting next to this sarcasm guy that you sit next to.
What is the word? What am I looking for here?
Obtuse.
Obstreperous.
Yeah. Oh.
No one's looking for obstreperous.
Good.
Another thing is, he's got... Yay, what's his name?
Yay.
He's got him playing lock, right?
So what do you yell out? Do you yell out, yo,
yay, yay.
Okay.
He's got him playing lock. He's got Cam Murray. He only put on, 60th minute?
Where'd he put him? Front row. He was playing middle forward.
He's on crack.
He could have put Yo. He could have put Yo in the centres.
I prefer Yo.
Could have put Yo in the centres. Could have put Murray in the centres.
Yeah, he's played centres, and so has Murray. Murray played centres for South, scored 2 or 3 tries.
He could have slotted Cam Murray in there. He could have had Yay and Murray in the same same team.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're two amazing
and
players.
Cook and Robson rolling like they should have been.
Which was the plan.
Rolling hookers. which we all love.
Now New South Wales Rugby League is talking about bringing a 69-year-old Brian Smith in to mentor Fittler.
Oh, he should fucking play. God. He was driving cabs like last year.
Yep.
That's right.
He was. That's real. Cabs. That's not a joke.
Oh, my
but so was the guy. God. So was the guy from Mr. In Between, and I love that guy.
Yeah.
So respect.
Oh, really?
Mm.
But that was before he was a...
But why him?
Minor TV star. Dude,
fucking
Brian Smith.
Brian. Because he's like, he's always been the cleanup guy. He's Harvey Keitel, mate. He comes in when things are shit and he just raises it a little bit.
Yeah.
He never wins anything, Brian Smith, but he's good at lifting the shit.
Mm. Yeah.
I would say Brad Fittler is on the same level as that fucking submersible thing that they sent down looking for the Titanic. That's the structural integrity of Brad Fittler right now. Just done up with fucking bits of tape.
He should have
any more pressure, he'll fucking disintegrate, right? Any more pressure, he'll disintegrate.
Just spontaneously combust in the coaching box.
Brad Fittler equals submersible.
Submersible.
What? Oh, just... Fucking mess of a game.
And he just handled the whole build-up to the game was terribly wrong. Like, Slater just had him covered in all aspects. And I can't stand Slater, but he just had him covered, man.
Remember
but
we saw him getting a haircut?
Slater?
Yeah.
You and me
were having lunch, and it was the Origin side was down. They were staying at the Park Royal, and he walked out. We were having lunch, and he walked out and walked into the hairdresser. We could have fucked him up there, man. We could have
take him out of the game forever.
Yeah. Didn't take our opportunity.
It was pathetic.
Well,
that's
my balls out.
That's your
good on you, Fittler. Just for being such an uncaring clown.
There was just so much wrong with it, wasn't there? There was just the whole Cam Murray thing, the way he used Cam Murray, and then also Trbojevic is injury prone. Why didn't you have a backup? And don't tell me Cookie, we talked to Cookie during the week. Bullshit you did.
Well, Alexander.
And then he just swapped the wingers as well, by the way. He kept swapping the wingers sides.
I think as a Bulldogs fan who watches Josh Adokar very carefully, now you're seeing why he didn't get picked last year.
Mm.
Because his defence is so bad.
Mm.
So fucking bad. Like the amount of tries that guy's like, you see all the big runaway tries, 90 metres, is really exciting. It's great to watch, but he jumps out of the line every time. Mm. When you're playing against good players and they know that, they just tear it apart.
Yeah.
The team just got Reece Walsh, Cam Munster, Daly Cherry Evans, and they're just going to target him.
Yeah.
And they did.
I'll just go floppity flop on that same thing. I've been waiting weeks to talk about this. To'o and his fucking beatbox.
To'o.
I was sitting there, I was trying to have dinner. They come on the news, the Blues side, they're going into a 7 a.m. meeting, and here he comes, To'o, with his fucking music speaker thing, just blaring the music. That is, I fucking can't stand
that. I'm beatboxing. That's just
like a 12-year-old, isn't it?
I can't stand it, mate. It's just
Larry
so
likes
bullshit.
Him. Larry had a dinner date with him.
I didn't have a dinner date.
It just raves about him.
It ended up, he's a very nice young gentleman.
He gets manipulated by Luai, definitely.
Yeah, I mean,
you take Luai out, I think the rest of the crowd might settle down. But
I'd love to take Luai
out. So
Let's
I was so disappointed.
Let's talk about Luai. Post game Luai.
Mm. Yeah.
During game Luai. What is Luai? What is a Luai?
He's fucked.
What is a Luai?
Well, Queensland University said they use him as the universal symbol of what everything that's wrong with New South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And they the image of Luai standing over
your
Coates.
I think it was Cherry Evans in the first game.
Anyway.
In the first game and in Coates,
yeah.
He's done it a couple of times. He's such a, you know, everyone went to school with this guy.
Yeah.
A guy like this. He does the sort of...
Yeah.
He's a guy who jumps in from behind when there's a fight on.
Yeah. You know exactly who he is, don't you? You just know. That's what shits me.
LMPWC is what he is. Loudmouth, pissweak cunt.
Let's get a T-shirt with that made.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
He's just annoying, man.
He is annoying.
He's just... He's immature.
You can be annoying and antagonistic if you are bringing an A-grade game to the table. He's bringing a fucking piece of shit to the table.
Well, let's put him up against... Let's compare him side by side, a like for like... You're going to love this. A like for like comparison with Tom Brady. Oh, right? Tom Brady, clean skin, fucking nice guy, best, greatest athlete ever to play in his position. Lui, piece of shit, fucking loudmouth braggart.
Yeah.
And, you know,
feeds off those around him, like Cleary and Kickow up until this year.
And there's like he posted a Tupac song, Me Against the World, like he's fucking like, you don't matter, mate. Yeah. Like, do you think people in fucking Calcutta know who you are? Me Against the World? Do you think they know?
Because they see, think, you know.
You're just a New South Wales rugby league player. Get over yourself, mate, all right?
Well, he's barely that.
He's barely that.
He's just got that Druitt mentality, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think of a little jibe at everyone about, well, you dickhead's got to go to work tomorrow?
Mm. Well, I read that on my fucking way to work, so I wasn't happy.
Yeah, he just, and they tried to back him up. He's had death threats and all that, but that's all part of it. Get off social media, mate.
Yeah.
If you saw, if we put those two conversations together, if you saw, if anyone who saw his best man speech at To'o's wedding, if you can not think that this guy is a fucking two-year-old dickhead after seeing
smelly
that.
Smelly ass, he's not, calling him smelly ass.
Not to mention throwing his mate under
smelly
ass.
He's calling him smelly ass.
And throwing him under the bus at his own wedding.
Yeah.
Like, oh, do it, like, was it like with something to do with chicks or something? Yeah. You don't.
Like,
oh my
well,
God.
Having said that, our good friend Ray Carney has made a best man speech that was just out of this world.
It's
legendary.
It's too, that was too
legendary,
far.
So legendary that the groom stood up and said, "It's not a roast, it's a wedding." And
the MC was laughing for the day, whoever that was. Good on you, MC guy.
Mm.
Ugly
fucker, from what I've been told.
Can I do a quick balls out before? June 25th, Sunday.
God.
That's going down in the calendar as the best day of the year. Okay, it was beautiful blue skies.
Beautiful.
It was an amazing day.
Yeah, not for me.
You know why it was amazing? Because the fucking glamour teams all lost.
The glamour teams.
Rabbits, Roosters, and Broncos. They all lost. Let me finish, mate. No. The glamour teams all lost, all in the one day. The Habs, they got everything. They lost. And then we also had the Raiders beat the Roosters, which was fantastic.
Forward pass or no forward pass?
Doesn't matter, mate. We won. And then
I thought it was all right, actually.
And then,
I don't care.
Then we won. The people I went to the game with, I actually went to the game with Jimmy the Hand and Little Wizard from Woolloomooloo, and we put a bet on, and we nearly won $3,000 between the three of us. That was
that's pretty nice.
Oh, it was amazing. So we left the game $1,000 up as well. It was just a beautiful day, man. The balls out. Everything just, you know, those days when everything just goes to plan.
Mm.
You know, you've had them sometimes.
Sometimes.
You?
I took Mrs. Floyd to the Rabbitohs game. Well, she took me, rather.
Yep.
And that was fucking dire.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
we played
then,
the Cowboys.
Yeah, that was
fucking.
You thought at half time you'd turn around, didn't you? Mm. Like, just, I thought.
We were all right in the first half. Held them out, but just no attack. Elias is fucked.
Oh, I love the roller coaster ride on Elias.
Oh, well,
it's young halves.
Like,
yeah, you got to give him time, mate.
For how much fucking time? He's had 2 years.
Yeah, but halves are different. They're not just.
Yeah.
There's 8 to 9 guys on a rugby league field. All they do is catch the ball and just barge it up. Those skill positions, they take a bit longer.
They take a while to ripen.
I'd rather him just do that. His kicks go straight up and down.
Mm.
He fucking can't find touch. He could never get us a repeat set.
Yeah,
these are basic accoutrements.
We went
of a
to
halfback.
We went to the new stadium. Have you guys been to the new stadium?
I've never been.
Oh, have you been, Morning? It is amazing.
Jimmy loved it.
Sushi, dumplings, pizza, schnitzel.
He said they were all closed though.
it wasn't that many there people there, but it was just, you just could walk around and just see the action from anywhere you stood. Mm. There was like proper bars
that's good
where you can hang around in.
I should go.
It was amazing.
And I didn't say shit to his bar. I got to fucking change my outlook on shit.
We sat next to a beautiful Indian family as well. We talked to them and was, you know, good we were game, talking to the Indian dad was, you know, we asked him who your favourite player was. He said Ricky Mullins is his favourite player. But
good.
Ricky Mullins.
Good.
No, I refrain from doing the voice.
No, why? You did everything else.
Ray's a gentleman.
I'm a gentleman, mate. We yeah, anyway. But you know it was just flop? Amazing.
You know what's a flop?
Yeah, please cut him off.
Dead rubbers. Game threes.
Ah, of course it's fuck a flop,
you
mate.
Know what it's like? It's like... I don't know. I have no experience of this. I have no experience of this. But dead rubber, yeah. What that reminds me of is the fucking gangbang with only one condom getting passed all the way down the line.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
a dead
yeah.
rubber for you. Yeah, yeah. That's what it is.
It's a full rubber.
Yeah.
Well, let's boycott it.
Okay, done.
The... You can't, though. Like, we're all going to sit there and fucking watch it and complain about it.
There's nothing... Yeah, when it starts, you'll get into it. But let's say New South Wales turned around and won.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares? That's right.
Just well, go, Queensland just go, well, we didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's fair only enough, the, it's only the Channel 9 people that are trying to fucking pump it up because obviously Channel 9 have the rights. Mm. Everyone else around the game is like, who gives a shit? So, but what do they do? I don't know. Just you can't just play the two games. You just cancel the third
best,
game.
Yeah, best of three. Best of three or just a one-off?
Yeah.
It makes too much money, but I don't think it's going to make that much money anymore because it's fucked.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man.
Even before game two, like just your average punter, anyone who follows football knew New South Wales going to get pumped in their second game. Mm. We all said 3-0 from the start. I mean, Queensland are a better team. They're a younger team.
Yeah.
Well, they've got three fucking great coaches. We got the old doddering fucking Penrith crew. Mm.
Yeah. Messy.
Yeah.
But, you know, game, I don't know. The game three is just...
They should get Messi.
Bullshit.
Messi. Nah, Lionel Messi.
Dead rubber.
Get him in there.
It's Messi.
Get
him. You don't want to take a swig out of that, let me tell you.
Make me horny.
This never happened to the other fella.
That music playing in the background.
It's some fucking corny cheesy fucking.
That's a sign language. What do you want from me?
It's like a sitcom over here.
About to get me submersible. Thumbs up to you.
Speaking of submersibles, the only man known to survive a submersible implosion.
Yeah.
And rise to the top again, Desi Hasler. Let's go. He's back.
Come on.
Ooh. I'm excited. Yeah. And I hate that prank.
I fucking love it.
Who has ever done that? Just out of nowhere, dodged the journos and just appeared as coach.
Boom, yeah, just coach.
Not a word.
Not a word.
Just bang.
Someone sent it to me and I thought, oh, this is Origin ID coach. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And
it was
then
me.
I
sent it.
Yeah, to and I was like, what the fuck? He's coaching the Titans.
Because when I saw the name Hasler, I thought of you. Oh. The next name was Carney.
Yeah. Haslers and the Has-Nots.
Hasler on the Gold Coast.
Oh, it's fucking brilliant.
Is he going to go is he going to go back sort of blonde surfy look?
Yeah, well,
he's kind of
Baywatch.
Like that anyway.
Yeah, but
Hasselhoff.
Yeah. he's kind of like the homeless guy that lives under the wharf in Baywatch.
Yeah, he does.
But he's back. He's coming back and he just fucking, how the fuck he just... I think it's
only Desi.
I think it's a real coup for the Titans. Mm. I really do.
Because
you know he'll whip them into shape, no doubt.
Yeah.
But they've already got a good roster.
They do.
But they have a good roster.
Yeah, that's
true. Go through it. They've got Origin players. They've got really good spine. Like Brimson getting injured this year hasn't helped them a whole lot. They've got some good players.
And he's going to
be accountability now.
Jaden Campbell. Like he's always done well with those fullback positions, especially the Benny Barber type players. He's going to.
Him and Brimson.
Yeah. He's gonna kill it, man.
Would you say fire and Brimson?
Yes. I would now. Tino, Fafita. There's great infrastructure there, man.
I just can't believe that what was the
old coach?
Holbrook got the flick the way he did.
Yeah.
He had no idea as well.
Apparently he was on the team bus and they just fucking pulled over on the highway and kicked him out. And then threw his phone out the window.
So three, 4 years ago.
Bang Brothers style.
Everyone's raving about him when he was in Britain, right?
Yeah.
Holbrook.
But that's the thing. It hardly transfers, man.
No.
Madge did. Madge is the only one that did.
Yeah, that hardly ever transfers. Oh, nor does the whole coaching tree. Hey, this guy was at Penrith or Melbourne or Roosters. Yep. Like Adam O'Brien, Trent He's Barrett, next. Seraldo. Like, that hardly ever works either, right?
Yeah.
I still think he was like... They've still got a few games. The guy was just outside of the age.
Yeah.
And why not just say you've got this year and that's it? Like, why wouldn't they just give him a chance
Desi must... Yeah, that's true. It is obvious from Desi's contracts, his history, that he is one hell of a negotiator.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, is he ever.
He's fucking brilliant.
I reckon
happy he's back.
I reckon Desi would do his own negotiations when he gets to it. He doesn't need an agent. He just do it himself. He
slams the door, comes off the hinges as he walks into the office.
He toys with the journos, which I love. He toys with the referees, the old systems, and we've got an actual... do you want to set that up?
He doesn't actually toy with his toys, though.
No. Throws them out the cot.
What am I doing?
The video I sent you. So the little wizard from Woolloomooloo, his journalism, this is a great little clip
he found.
Yeah.
I think he would have made a great actor. Say he'd had a bad game on the weekend and he'll enter a room and there'll be nothing happening. Like, he's just like, he'll come in really softly spoken,
George
play the video and, you know, he's just sort of leading into it and he's like, you know, and all week we spoke about how we wanted to take no show and goes from the dummy half and we spoke about it. We had... I think we had four video sessions on that particular instance. And as we see here, what the fuck were you doing here when you're taking that dummy? He's gone straight through the middle and he just flies off the handle. He's going bright red. His hair's going everywhere. And you just feel everyone in the room sink. And, you know, when you're the guy who was on the video, it's like, man...
Yeah. Oh,
I just love how he was able to do that.
That is a great impression of him.
I think he would have made a great actor.
Insight into, like, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you could imagine the video sessions.
It was Georgie Rose and James Graham on their podcast.
He doesn't look as big.
Looking all right.
Georgie Rose.
Looking all right, yeah.
All you could see is his head kind of blurred into the background. Anyway.
Good looking man.
I remember you chose Georgie Rose.
Hey, all of a sudden I'm starting to look good, aren't I?
Anyway.
So he's back.
He's back. I think it's a real A-grade signing. All clubs are from the top down. That is what we have learned, right?
They should have announced him with a fucking curtains down, him fucking on the goalpost, just like Jesus, mate. Stigmata, you know.
What about the Rocky theme?
He's got stigmata.
What about the Rocky theme? He's just coming jogging out with a Rocky theme.
I'm a bit worried about Tino, because Tino's press conferences with Holbrook look like hostage videos already. When he has to sit beside Desi after a loss.
Yeah.
Yep.
He might step down as captain, I'd say, over summer, Tino. He might not be up for that challenge. Yeah. That's a lot.
Press conferences are going to be amazing.
Ricky Stewart, A-grade press conferences.
Yep.
Des Hasler's right. Who's the top coaches for press conference? Wayne Bennett's always good.
Yeah, he's unreal.
He'll just gently take the piss out of people.
Yeah,
Bellamy's good.
Ricky Stewart after a loss is must watch.
Yep.
I'd rather watch a Ricky Stewart loss press conference than watching the Raiders lose the game. I'd rather watch the press conference. It's just fucking great.
You'd rather watch
who's he going to blame this week? Who's he got? Let's go.
That's true.
He's got his list there. Who have I fucking slandered in a while?
Well, on that, O'Brien will be gone by the end of the week.
Has to be.
Who's slots in there?
Holbrook.
Oh, Jesus. That's like for
like. Wouldn't that be seamless?
Oh, shit.
That's like for
Where's
like.
Where's Tuves?
Tuve, mate, I've been hearing a lot about Tuve. I went to my physio, and he works with Tuve a lot because Tuve's been coaching the rugby down in Manly, and he reckons he's the best. Like, people just listen to him. But Buzz has put shit on him. He's saying he can't fucking string a sentence together and 360 and all that sorts
Buzz
of stuff.
Buzz says that?
Yeah.
Well, why did Jason Rolls turn down Saints?
Storm.
Oh, it's a bit of an abortion, apparently.
Bellamy is going soon, and then he's going to take over Storm.
Bellamy will go soon.
And I don't rate Riles. Who the fuck's Riles? He wasn't good. Yeah. He wasn't a good player. He was all right.
Yeah, he was okay. He was a prop. Yeah. No one wants a fucking prop. coaching?
No.
That'd be funny.
We do.
Yeah. Well, mate, listen, Ray, I can't stop thinking about your suggestion the other week. The Sam Burgess, the New South Wales Origin coach, is inspired.
Mm.
I honestly think it would work.
Well, we took it one further because Jimmy the Hand came over and watched Origin, and Sam Burgess and James Graham.
James Graham as well.
Get them both in there. Two hard nuts with big motors.
Yeah.
James Graham.
Yeah.
Both of them. Yeah. Imagine that.
That would be.
There's some little X's and O's bloke in the background. Yeah. You know, he does 10 minutes of bullshit.
Yeah, he gets some guy to do the other bullshit.
Yeah. Holbrook. Two guys just put Holbrook in there.
And O'Brien. Yeah. The worst legal firm in the world. Holbrook and O'Brien. Well, you won't even notice we're here. Yeah. Fucking O'Brien is the biggest fucking charlatan we've had as a coach in years. Yeah. He has brought nothing to the table, that guy.
Yeah.
No, that's
absolutely
true.
Jack shit. And
that's
like,
right. And they got
He looks like he wants to do the Craig Bellamy like implosion in the fucking coach's box. Yep. Do it, mate. Like, really go for it. Yeah. You got nothing to lose at this point. Do it. What about last year? He said, you have a coach who said it will take 20 years to turn around the culture of the Newcastle Knights. Right. He's trying to set himself up for two decades. Yeah. This guy. We recognise a grifter, mate. Yeah. We know when we see one because we're three of them right here. We've been pulling that job, mate. This isn't a fucking one-year job. This is going to take 5 years. This is going to take a lifetime just for me to get this back to where we started.
I'm going to have to tear out the whole bathroom.
Yeah.
He seems like
from scratch here.
He's a prick. He seems like a prick.
Yeah.
I couldn't listen to him. He's just
you know
like
where
a tough
pricks
CEO.
Go? You know where pricks go?
Where do they go?
In the dead rubber.
Oh, they do. They do. All right.
There's only like I maintain there's like five good coaches in the whole country. There's Bennett. Like they're just on a merry-go-round because there's only X amount of good coaches.
What do you think of Demetrio?
He's good. I like him.
I like him, but if he doesn't swing the axe on Ilias. Then
no way, mate. He's a good coach. He's a good coach, mate.
He's a good coach, can he make the hard decisions? That's what a good coach. I want to see him swing the axe.
I don't know. Well, maybe that's why they got Wyden as well. Maybe
apparently we're debuting Tyrone Munro this week.
Tyrone Munro.
He's excellent. He's a very good winger.
Should have thought about that name a bit more. Tyrone Munro.
Tyrone Munro. Let's explain that.
What is he?
He's a winger, super fast winger. Like, because we got
Monty
Richie Kenner.
Tyro? No, that's not working.
Richie Kenner's like
what?
A fucking
what
ocean liner.
He's shit.
He's an ocean liner.
Who's replacing Ilias then?
Well, we got Hawkins also named in our 20.
Hawkins, that's too AFL-y.
No, he's good. Yeah, I like good, it. Good at least he get a repeat set.
He's a very AFL name. He should wear a jersey with no sleeves. We're happy to fucking
idiot.
You say shit and then we'll shit on it, Tyrone Munro.
Well, get him in your super coach teams because he's gonna.
I think what is his name, Demetrio? He's good, man.
I think he's good, but
I think you guys
to a point. I want to see him swing that axe.
You guys have lost a few games. You're still in the top tier.
Lost in the last five games, I lost four.
Yeah, but it's gonna swing around.
But here's rumor, the rumor mill, and you know we all get our rumors. You got the white rumor at the game from someone sitting. Yep. I got the boys that sit behind me, and they were telling me that Latrell is having a sook. There's nothing wrong with him. He's having a sook because when he went to Origin camp, they called him fat.
Oh, it was obviously he didn't want to play.
Did a 12-year-old boy tell you this rumor?
Mate, he ruled himself out.
12-year-old boy.
He ruled himself out.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to play.
But
that's Jimmy the Hand's theory.
Is he frail?
Yes.
Like, is his ego that fucking frail?
If you can't look at him and tell that, come on.
But we've seen him come and say, don't boo me.
Yeah, very sensitive.
But they're saying, the boys are telling me that they're saying he wants to give the game away.
Good.
What?
Good.
What? Who's saying that?
What's he won again?
My boys sit behind me.
What's he won?
Give the game away.
Jimmy Spiro and Ben, mate.
Shout out. What's he ever won?
What's he ever won?
Yeah.
Two, didn't he win two fucking?
For Roosters.
But he still won them.
He's got to be on the field. Like, he has to actually play.
He has 6 weeks off a year in the middle of the year.
More than that.
Last year he had him over in the US.
Yeah.
Like, 2 years in a row, he's backed out of Origin. That's 2 years straight. He chose last year not to play.
Yep. He should just say, I don't want to play Origin.
He clearly doesn't.
Cody Walker as well. Cody Walker bullshitted his injury.
You know what it is. He wants to play fullback.
Cody's fucking player, but he's trying to do everything on his own, mate. He's got no halfback. He's got no fullback. Poor old Taff, man.
Taff, what happened to you?
He's Gustav. Have I talked about Gustav before? The old German folklore rabbit that gets shot, kicked, and fucking thrown down wells. That's who Taff is.
He was your savior, though, a couple of years ago. He was the guy. Okay.
He looks like, you know, when you're a kid, Larry, and you used to get those red and green frogs for 5 cents each, and you have them in a little white bag. And at the bottom, if it was just one, like, mushed up green frog, that's a Taff.
That's Taff.
Exactly what he is.
I can't go in a bat for Taff.
You guys are still up there. Just quickly on the other teams, like the Dogs, what's going on, mate?
Seriously, worse. They're actually getting worse.
What's going on?
Soraldo a myth?
Yeah, a complete myth. Because they're not even trying now. Like, they're absolute dog
I love this turning on coaches.
No, I never had him because...
That's a true fan, isn't it?
I never had him because... This is two in a row where we've just done the Penrith thing, thinking he'll be good because he's a Penrith.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, we literally... The last guy was the same deal. Like, we've repeated it.
It's going to get to the point where I think teams should not celebrate after they score a try against you. It should be a rule, like when you're playing up against a kid or something like that, you sort of let them score a few tries, and if you score, just pick the ball up and move on. There's no celebrating.
Right. We talked about this last podcast. We said that James Tedesco and Mitchell Moses got, all this praise 2 weeks in a row in the 2 weeks between Origin for their performances, both against the Bulldogs. Yeah. How'd that turn out at Origin? Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolute dog shit. The Dogs fans have given up. Like, really loyal long-term fans. There's no direction there at all. Mm. They've had some bad luck.
They're rudderless.
Probably their two best forwards got injured, but still they got nothing. Like, they're just absolutely pointless. The NRL must be so concerned that two core teams, Bulldogs and the St. George Dragons, have been shit
for a long time.
Tigers. Yeah. Tigers as well.
Core NRL heartland shit in Sydney. Remember a couple of years ago, none of the Queensland teams made the finals.
Yeah.
Queensland's thriving, but, mate.
That's true, isn't it?
Some of these Sydney teams are just on a cycle of just mediocrity, and they can't get out of it.
They can't get out of it, mate.
Well, there is a shortage of fucking quality halfbacks. Right?
Halfbacks, 100%.
Every team you mentioned is missing a quality, well, except for Ben Hunt, and we'll get to that in a minute, but every fucking team is missing a quality halfback and fullback.
How many are there? It's like coaches, right?
Yeah.
But half a dozen tops.
Those three teams have consistently been...
Shit.
Mm. And that's terrible.
Massive fan bases. Mm.
But what is it? It's management? It must be management. It's got to be something.
Lack of management. All right, so Ben Hunt. What a fucking merry-go-round that shit was.
Yeah.
What a shit show.
It's interesting, So when the Broncos rumour came out, and everyone's like, fuck this. Carney was going off his head, salary cap, what a load of shit, right? But if Ben Hunt's and he's the highest paid player in the NRL. Mm. So if he's on 1.2, but because the season's half over, they cap him now at 500,000 or 600,000.
No.
So if he walks over to the Broncos right now, it's not 1.2 million. Mm. They do it per...
Yeah, but it's still...
But they don't bring the salary cap down during the year.
Yeah. So if they win...
wrong.
If Broncos win with Ben Hunt...
That's...
It's a million... They got a million extra on their salary cap, right? Mrs. Floyd pointed something out to me the other day, yesterday, which made me laugh. And that was that, you know, how the Dragons blocked him?
Mm.
You know, that's how much bad luck this guy's got. Mm. He's the only cunt that's not been allowed to fucking just quit and go wherever he wants. They just drew the line at him, right? And that's just his long history of fucking bad luck has followed him.
And it's going to keep following him. I don't think they'll let him go next year either.
Why would they? Having said that, I'd love South to get him.
Well, this is why they got rid of Griff,
right? If that happens, mate,
Ben Hunt, White, Cody, Stop hanging.
But that's the thing, though. It could happen. You'd rule it out before, no, salary cap, whatever. But team players now are hell-bent on winning a premiership, and they will go unders. They'll get paid less. They'll do whatever it takes to go to a team to win it.
He's
what
not
they see
one of Titans. Well, not in his tenure.
No.
Unless they signed for 4 years. Oh, mate.
What do you think Adam Reynolds thought of those rumours?
Sorry?
What do you think Adam Reynolds thought of the Ben Hunt to the Broncos rumours?
Well, he was going to get my flop, man. He was going to...
Reynolds?
Yeah. Ooh. I'll tell you why.
I know why.
Because Reece Walsh.
What you going to say?
Stuck up for him.
He was at the AFL last week.
Oh, yeah, that too. But yeah, because he lied. He straight out lied. Said he was saying it to a player when he wasn't.
You know, you can't...
Lying, can't...
He's sticking up for his teammate.
No, I would see Hunt as going in as hooker, right?
He doesn't want to play hooker. That's the whole thing.
He's not going to Brisbane.
Well,
that's
then he
not happening.
Mad.
He's happy to play hooker at Origin, but not week every week.
You get rid of Reynolds. You get rid of fucking Ezra Mamm, right?
He's not going to Brisbane. That's not happening.
No, it's not happening.
It's not happening.
All right, let's
I think he'll beat Saints next year. They've changed the coach.
Really?
They've got Flanagan. I think he'll beat Saints next year.
I just love talking footy, and I have been. I've been trying to slip it into every meeting I have at work now, where I just want to derail the whole meeting. You know, they'll start talking about KPIs, and I'll go, "Oh, you know, fucking Bennett's got KPIs there." There's always one guy that pipes up rugby league talk. Next thing you know, 10 minutes later, we're still talking footy, and then it's time up. See you later. Mm. I'm just trying to just input rugby league talk wherever I can.
Yep.
Because how good is it?
That's life. That's a good life. You're listening to Balls Out, No Flops, the Rugby League Rock and Roll Podcast. Mordo, the Jets.
Coming back.
Did you go to that thing on the weekend?
I did not. I was in that part of the world, but I didn't get down there. I tried to, but I couldn't get there. I got detained by many beers.
Beers? I knew you were going to say beers.
Detained.
I was detained. I was surrounded. I had to drink my way out.
What is it?
Detention of beers.
It took me all night to drink my way out of it.
Detention.
Well, something to do.
You know what? If you were in jail, you'd be making that fucking toilet goon, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
What's your point?
You're fucking selling it.
It was Saturday and I wanted to have some beers.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I had some
Who am I to judge you?
What am I?
You're a great man.
To make up for it, I'm going to go to the Bears at North Sydney Oval this Saturday.
Oh, North Sydney Oval.
Yeah. I finally got
the
some
Jason
time.
Taylor Cup.
Ah, yes.
If anyone deserves a cup,
it's Jason Taylor.
Jason Taylor.
Not a big cup. No. An egg cup. That's all you get, mate.
You see him try to drink?
He's snot. Yeah, remember that? The fucking snot coming out of his
mouth. I always had a soft spot for Jason Taylor for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. I like the way he played.
No.
I thought he was going to be, when he was young, I thought he was going to be an absolute just gun.
He was good.
I thought he was going to be the shit.
Yeah,
I liked when our guy slapped him.
Oh, that's
when he was
right.
Our coach, Black Kowalski.
He had a fucking black eye and everything, didn't he?
Yeah, he fucking punched the shit out of him. At the
training, wasn't it?
No, it was at...
it was a function.
Yeah, end of year function.
Oh,
he fucking beat the shit out of him.
It's all coming back.
Yeah.
That's great.
The same guy that slapped an ASA. I can't believe it.
Serial slapper. Yeah. I mean, Grayfin Astor's ass going to be slapped.
Oh, he's got the most slappable face I've seen.
Yeah. Head. Fucking bang. Yeah.
How much Rogaine can you get on there, Brafe?
What are we talking about?
The Jets.
The Jets are coming back. They've tied themselves to the Perth. I don't know how this works, but anyway, Western Australia, Newtown Jets.
Oof.
NRL,
Australia.
Come on.
So have they gazumped then the Bears who thought maybe they
you got
could
your
tie
Bears,
themselves?
You got your PNG, you got your Jets, WA.
Well, the Bears are trying to tie in with Western Australia.
Yeah, because the Central Coast thing didn't work out, so the Bears are trying to tie in with Western Australia, right? Because there is another franchise coming.
Yes.
Very soon.
I actually think it's criminal that any franchise isn't on the Central Coast, because every time we have a game up there, they pack it out.
Yeah.
If they had their own team.
Yeah, they should.
They would just be all over it. But let's go to WA so we can have fucking ridiculous TV times. Good on you. But
it's all
if
about,
the Jets get back in, I'm all for it. But
it's all about TV times, man. The whole fucking thing.
Something about the Jets that uniform.
That might be good, though. That might be good for the time slots, because we need to have another game. There's going to be another game played if there's another team. Where are we going to fit it?
It's 4 a.m. game.
I've always wanted that. I've always wanted a game like about 10 or 11 o'clock on a Saturday or Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's the best.
Drunk Morton gets up. I just feel like watching footy. I like when the Super League's on. When the Super League's on. I like when I wake up on a weekend.
I like a late night game.
Oh, I can't stay awake.
Oh, I can.
I like a morning game.
All right, so the Jets could be back in.
Mate, how good would that be?
That would be fucking excellent.
Such a storied club.
So what how would that work? They'd have some games in WA and then other games. At Hendo.
Henson Park.
Henson Park.
How are you going to play Souths at Henson?
That would be the best.
Yeah, you'd never get in.
Have you been to Leichhardt or Shark Park? What's the difference?
They'd play out of Combank. 100%. They would. They'd have to.
Why would you? That defeats the whole purpose.
Or maybe the other one, sorry. Allianz.
I don't know. We're going to local grounds now.
Allianz is closer to Newtown, right?
Fuck Allianz. Fuck Combank.
Just set up some
corporate whores.
Temporary stands. You know, they set them up for photos and stuff.
The hill at Henson Park is a pop-up stadium. The hill at Henson Park is enormous. Just pack them in there. What's the difference?
Yeah.
It'd be like a fucking Korean Halloween party, mate.
We're still having games. Dogs are playing at Belmore in a few weeks. It's no different.
To Henson?
Mate, there's not much different. But fucking train track on one end of Belmore. You can't even put people behind one end.
I saw Hazem El-Masri kick a ball into a train.
He's got a hill and a shit stand. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Like Leichhardt, Shark Park. They're no better than Henson Park.
I like the idea of a pop-up stadium.
Just pop it up.
Just fucking block off Anzac Parade, both ends.
Put it up.
Get it turfed.
Yep.
Get a couple of turf trucks in. Yep. Throw up the post.
So you're saying a couple of days' work.
Yeah. That's all it is, man.
Overnight. You have the fucking things, the roadwork signs.
You're saying King Street, Newtown. Play it right in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Block it up, mate. You may as well go to the game. You can't drive anywhere else.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, so pop-up stadiums.
Jets.
Yeah. Where else would you pop up a stadium? I don't think we got legs here.
Beach, right on the beach somewhere, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know you're going to say that.
Cookie would kill it. Yeah. Apparently, he was a beach sprinter.
What about
fucking shit?
What about Wedding Cake Island off Coogee? Fucking bang.
Cockatoo Island. That would work. Cockatoo Island would work. That's where they film all those stupid, those Channel 9 shows, the ninja
An
shit.
Island.
And you could, they put temporary stands out there for that shit.
Yeah.
Cockatoo Island, get the drones, 10 drones fucking going around.
That's good.
That's great.
The three sisters, near the three sisters, so have the three sisters as the backdrop. Blue Mountains.
The three sisters would have to be warned that NRL players are on their way.
Yeah.
Just like some confusing off-field incidents.
The dead rubber of me making its way around. Let me tell you.
Those three chicks.
All right. There's some great ideas there. I'll put this into my... my weekly email to Abdo.
In front of Uluru. How good would that be?
That would be iconic.
Would it be sacrosanct to play on Uluru?
Yes, it would.
But with the amount of Indigenous players, could you have Indigenous round on Uluru?
On Uluru. That would be...
We'd have to take
how
that.
How respectful is that?
It's respectful. It's got respect coming out of its yin-yang.
You know,
it's so respectful. It's too respectful.
For our liking. We don't really rate respect.
You'd have fucking one of the winger tries in the corner, chip off half the fucking Uluru thing.
I've told you before, they play college basketball on place. They play it on aircraft carriers.
I love that idea. I fucking loved it.
They play ice hockey, pro ice hockey in Alaska and like in up the north in Minnesota and outdoor ice rinks
that's
and they set up temporary
pine trees everywhere. Fucking, that's good.
They do shit good. Like that in the States. And, mate,
what
you watch it.
Abandoned hospital. Something spooky. A little bit spooky. Yeah. Abandoned hospital.
And two really shit teams. Like the Dogs v. fucking
Dragons.
Last year's Dogs.
Yeah,
a lot of good ideas, good. Abdo. You listening? I'm putting this in an email, my weekly email to Abdo.
Airport.
Your abdication.
You know, I'm getting like Street Fighter vibes, you know, all the backdrops of Street Fighter. This is a good. Guile usually fights in an airport.
Yeah.
If you have planes landing or flying really close by, that'd be exciting.
Nothing could go wrong.
Nothing could go wrong. What about whoever gets the Clive Churchill medal each year?
Mm.
They have to play a game at his junior ground the following year.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
It's homage.
So that would be Redfern? It'd be around there somewhere. Moore Park, right? Clive Churchill's a South.
No. Whoever wins. Like, say, Jerome Luai wins Clive Churchill this year.
He plays at Quakers Hill.
Or St. Mary's or whatever it was.
Wow.
As if you wouldn't watch that.
That's good.
Yeah. That's you great. Fucking hate it. You're always going off about the Bush games.
Well, yeah.
Sorry, I'm pointing at Carney. I jabbed the finger.
Awesome. Well, just get the fucking cameras right. That's all I'm saying. That's they can play saying. Wherever they want, but just get the cameras. Don't skimp out on the cameras.
What about everyone's just got GoPros on? You're fucking 26 GoPros going.
What about a game in absolute pitch dark on a suburban ground? Like it's 1 o'clock in the morning and everyone's just got that. Headlamps on.
I fucking love that shit. He's just watching watching lamps flying. And
yeah,
not even headlamps. The old fucking lanterns. Holding it in one hand.
You had a choice of a lantern or a pitchfork.
Yes. All right, some great ideas. Abdo's going to love this.
Cogra, when the lights went out, that was fucking terrible, mate.
Terrifying?
It was terrifying.
Hold me.
Hold me.
Anyway, that was the Jets.
That was the Jets. A lot of good shit.
Jet setting around Australia, mate.
You guys need to get out of Henson Park. You don't understand.
I've been there.
Like,
not lately. You haven't been lately. Get out there.
That's true.
Went last year.
It's iconic.
I'd love to.
Well, let's pick a game then. We'll all go. We'll do a podcast from there. We'll record. We'll interview people.
I'm doing my North Sydney this week.
Good on you.
Play games there too.
North Sydney.
Fucking great oval, that is.
I love North Sydney.
Beautiful.
Maybe they need to build up the fucking New South Wales Cup, man. They need to build it up.
Yes. They need to have my weekend.
Apparently they did.
Really?
Yeah.
And I missed it.
Steve-O was telling me. He said that they had it, like I think it was a week before Origin, they had a whole day of New South Wales Cup at Henson.
Oh, really?
God.
So, yeah, we'll have to go to that next time.
Because
that's what we're about. We're grassroots people.
Yeah, we are.
We're both like grass and roots.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had some of my best roots on grass.
When you put them together, we have to be grassroots people.
BallsOutNoFlops@gmail.com Your
contribution left a notice. Can I just jump in? The pressure, the table pressure at the moment this season.
It's like a homemade submarine.
It is. Like, if you lose one game, you're fucked. You can go all the way down to, like, 15th.
Okay, can I just take this point you're making here? And you said South is still okay. We just lost 4 out of 5. Your fucking maths doesn't add up.
But it's just, it's insane, man. You just look at the table. What is it, Morden? You've got it up there.
Well, Penrith are on 24 first. And the Titans are 9th on 20.
South are on 22.
Yes.
20 as well.
And the Eels.
20.
South Eels.
We've got two buys in hand though. That's a whole thing.
The buys are crazy. Yeah.
Like, but it's just like, it's just so condensed, man. It's just insane.
Yeah. But, you know, the chaff will fall away.
But will they? That's what I thought.
The
but
cream
then
will
this,
rise.
This week, you know, we had a few team Broncos lost.
Eventually,
you know.
Wait till we get to...
There's only like nine games left though.
Yeah,
you think the Cowboys are 10th on 18. I think the Cowboys will make the 8.
Yeah.
So
who's mate? We played him in a good form. We just refused to fucking defend.
Look at my draw. They're gone.
They're gone, mate.
I think the Roosters are gone too.
Yeah,
Roosters
are gone.
They're so flat. They're just so flat. If they didn't have Joey Manu against the Raiders, you would have beat them by 30.
Yeah,
he won't beat anyone.
He's
an army of one, isn't he?
Yeah, I have not seen a bloke carry a team like he did. Like, he was it. He was their team. Teddy is cooked at the moment.
He's gone, man.
I don't know if he's permanently cooked, but right now he is. He wasn't even jumping for the ball.
Do you remember the guy in the NFL? I can't remember his name. I think it's Deion.
Deion Sanders.
He just left halfway through a game, remember?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
That's right. I remember that. He left.
He said, I can't do this anymore. He fucking left halfway through a game. That was it. Never to be seen again. That's what Teddy's going to do.
Yeah.
Just halfway through a game. He's going to fucking hobble off with his hamstring. He's going to get the fucking the tram from outside the stadium to Bondi.
Light rail.
Mm, yeah.
The light rail. And that's it. No one will ever see or hear from him again.
Back to West Ashfields or something.
I'll see you the other week. Look, like 13th, Manly.
Yeah.
12th, Roosters. Well, they're decent teams.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, there's some good teams there. Very interesting, who's going to make the 8. You guys actually need to be careful, Souths.
I fucking know. That's what I've been saying.
Considering the Cowboys, the Roosters and Manly are all right up your clacker.
You got Warriors this week.
Warriors big game. Well, let's go through. Can we go through this week's game. The coming rounds?
Huge week of football.
Larry Floyd, anything for you, Larry Floyd,
This is table pressure right here,
huge round of football, except Thursday night, Sharks v. Dragons. Mother of fuck. Yeah. Like,
go the Dragons. Imagine the Dragons win that.
Paying $6.70, so if you think they're going to win, this is a week to get on them.
$6.70
they're paying.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that.
We
There's
should.
Some toxic shit going on there. Warriors v. Bunnies.
That is...
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
6 o'clock. I'd hardly ever watch 6 o'clock game.
I love the 6 o'clock game.
Hey, Friday night is cracker.
Friday got Warriors, Bunnies, and then you've got Storm, Panthers.
Yeah.
That is...
Well, what's your tip on Warriors, Bunnies?
It's at Warriors.
Yeah.
No Latrell.
I'm tipping Warriors.
I like them.
DWZ scored 4 tries last week. He's going to score 5 this week.
And his hair is spectacular.
Oh, what a jail mullet.
I think Warriors, man.
Yeah, I think Warriors too.
And then that,
as much as I hate it.
4 points ahead of you then.
Yep.
Melbourne Penrith will be good.
Yeah, good game. Melbourne Penrith also, that'll be a fucking cracker.
Cracker 3-1.
I can't pick who you picking for that.
Penrith, easy. They'll shit on them.
Easy.
Yeah.
Shit on them.
They are cream of the crop again. Forget it.
The cream of the crop. It races to the top.
I actually think Cleary missing a few weeks in the middle of the season will be the best thing to happen to him.
Yeah. Actually, Cleary's still out.
Oh, look, I just think Penrith are going to win the comp at this point.
Yeah, same
But do you think they're going to win this game? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
I'm going Storm.
Raiders.
This is a big Titan. Game. It is. Well, mate, table pressure.
I'm going Titans.
Of course you are.
I'll tell you what's an interesting game, the next one. 5:30 Saturday, Tractors / Cowboys v. Tigers. Now, they only played a few weeks ago, and do you remember what happened?
66,
that was
it?
Like now, Bermuda
since
Triangle
then,
shit.
The Tractors have been good.
Yeah.
But they got the fucking lapped.
Cowboys are back, unfortunately, for our teams anyway. Sorry, Morden. But that's going to be a shellacking.
Can we go back to the Raiders game? Because you guys didn't tip.
Raiders, mate, Titans. We are terrible at home this year.
Titans.
You're going Titans?
You know why?
You're going Titans.
They know that the invisible man is watching them to see who he wants next year.
That's it, Hasler. Man.
Yeah.
They're playing for contracts now. And the fact that Hasler isn't around... makes it even more terrifying for them.
Yeah.
He'll send his drone.
Yeah. They'll just be playing the whole game thinking about Des Hasler. Yeah. That's all they're going to be thinking about.
And Foran will be telling them fucking ghost stories.
So interesting. That Foran and Hasler again, eh? Like, wild.
Third club, right?
Yeah. Absolutely fucking wild.
I predict... It's like an urban myth.
I predict that the Tractors will almost beat the Tigers by as much as the Tigers beat the Tractors by.
Yep.
Now, when have you seen... Oh, they played less than a month ago, and the Tigers beat them by, 50?
Wow. Yeah.
And when have you seen a scenario like that? And now the team that lost by 50 is paying $1.16. That's wow.
I don't, I've never seen this scenario.
That's wild.
All right, next one.
Broncos. Dolphins are shot.
Broncos.
No depth.
No Reece Walsh because he's a fucking... And I just wanted to say this too. Swearing at the ref, I get it. But you, what it does is fucking degrades our game. And it goes to the kids, they start swearing at the refs, and then it's fucking the game's over because you don't get people playing anymore. People don't want a referee.
Couple of other points. If you are going to take this to a judiciary, I don't think David Fifita is the man to be your witness.
No. Star witness.
Star witness.
This guy.
What did he say?
He couldn't even get his story straight. He's fucking all
he
over slipped the
he
shop.
Said he was meant to say he was swearing at another player. He said he was swearing at the ref. Blatantly said. He was swearing at the ref. Oh, no, oh. The player. Terrible.
Fucking
terrible.
Fantastic.
Give you another good game. Sunday Arvo is two teams, 13th v 12th, and it's Manly v Roosters. They both have to win that game.
Do or
game.
Die.
They have to win that game.
Table going pressure.
That could actually be the best game of the round because they have to win.
I'm going Manly on the back of Cherry Evans.
He's back. Their side is sort of getting together. Yeah, because out
what
of origin.
Re-signing, what about re-signing Schuster for 800K?
Yeah.
As a back rower.
And then they've got Brooks.
And Brooks, bobblehead.
Yeah, but look, Cherry Evans has got 1 or 2 years left.
It's 34, and, Cherry Evans.
And there's injuries, so
are you ready,
I don't mind it.
Are you ready to see Brooks around fucking Narrabeen Sushi, mate?
Mate, that's your like part a fucking of town. Michelin man blimp head.
What are you gonna say, what are you gonna say to it?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to push
it behind. You won't be able to get up.
My name's Ray. I'm a big fan.
You're not ready for this.
I'm not going fanboy on him.
Yes,
no way.
You are. You love all the small men in the beaches. Tubes, Desi.
Hey, Tubes, come on. Bit of respect
you
for Tubes.
You could do with Gigi Allen. G.G.
Throw
Allen.
Throw shit at him.
Well, G.G. Allen, when he was the cops came to arrest him, shat in his hand and smeared it all over himself. And they just said, fuck that. You could do that.
Good round of footy.
Yeah. So, I don't feel we tipped every game.
Manly Roosters, who you got in that one?
I got Manly.
You didn't, your dog's Knights.
No, I just left it out.
Oh, you dickhead.
And I'll probably be there, but I'm still leaving it out.
Knights.
That's a bar game for me. Like, I'll be in the bar.
I'm taking Knights. Tying, yeah.
It's a big week. This is crunch time this week. This is where you think it's going to divide the table. You think the cream is going to rise to the top.
Queensland are going to fall into
only one round.
Well, I think it starts here. It has to start here.
Yes.
It has to start now.
I agree.
Queensland are going to fall into the New South Wales trap. Kalyn Ponga will have an absolute fucking screamer this week against the Bulldogs and then get picked at fullback in Origin.
Oh, yeah.
All you got to do to get picked in Origin is play the Bulldogs on the right week. That's all you got to do.
Well, on that, I reckon Cole Matangi and Campbell Graham will get picked in the next Origin just to further fuck us up.
I'm calling upset. Dogs overnights.
Dogs overnights?
O'Brien, gone.
Are you
going to
put your $940 on it?
No. That's getting tucked away, mate.
It's getting tucked away for a sexy day.
Jesus. What else we got? We got any other topics?
That's it.
That's it?
Enough for a day. You got to go. You can go to Paragon's going to see Henry Rollins tonight.
Oh, I wish I was going there.
So do I.
Get some. Go again.
All right. Well, on that, let's just fucking do it, shall we? Nothing to it but to do it. You guys talk for a moment. Keep yourselves
Are you going to go to the Dogs game?
I'll probably go. What a weekend it could be. North Sydney Oval.
I loved Bulldogs. Going to the footy. Jimmy and I were talking. It's just like, why go to a pub and catch up with friends? Just go to the footy.
Just go to footy.
Sit there, watch a game, chat.
Talk shit.
Get hit.
Talk shit, get hit.
All right, so we'll see you next week, or maybe not.
Get some, go jam.